I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
I think one of the things I may miss most about this radio station is the incredible, masterful work of Mark Hsu on the show intros.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it gets you fired up.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you'd be willing to, while you are hosting the afternoon show here at WAF, if you'd be willing to still do the intros for the new morning show on WEEI.
I would be honored.
Okay.
At $2,500 an intro.
What about if I just gave
that's
you
fair, right?
Could yeah, I that just, seems good.
Could I just trade you some CBD gummies instead?
Wait, just CBD?
Oh, would that be THC guy?
No, you better get me some of that chocolate green, my friend.
Yeah. You might want to start ordering hash from Vancouver.
Right. An ounce an intro, please.
Greg's going to be calling somebody like, do you know what dabs are? Can I get some of those? Not the fist one, the sticky one. I'll take whatever quantity of that you think is appropriate.
She was looking for some wax.
Do you know what shatter is by any chance?
Welcome to day number two of the longest goodbye in radio history.
It's like the Kiss tour of goodbyes.
It really is. So I don't know how the show can go any way anybody wants it to today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday too. It's kind of like a choose your own sauce entree. Like if you want, all we can do is replay the best of stuff from the last 29 years, or we can take your calls and your text questions about what is happening, or we can generate new content. It's up to you. Whatever you want. Over the next 4 hours, I'm down for anything.
Can we do it like one of those guide your own story books? It's like, which way do you want Greg to go?
Oh, yes.
Take a left towards the magic castle or go right towards the cave?
Did you say the magic castle?
Here's a seven.
Is there such a thing?
Here's a 781 text.
Yes.
That says, what will happen to the Rock for Change and the generosity of the WAAF listeners when it comes to your foundation?
I got it.
Do you think the WEEI listeners are going to be just as generous? Well, my hope is that they are amazing. Yeah, they raise a ton of money every year for the Jimmy Fund,
right.
And my hope is that we share audience and we share support for the foundation, mm-hmm. and that some of you will listen to the new show in the morning and the Michael and Lyndon show in the afternoon here at WAAF.
Yeah. Ranked 85th.
Oh, thanks, LB.
Yeah.
Appreciate the confidence.
No, he is confident.
Not like you're going to be here.
LB is saying that he is confident.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-764-9223. Or if you would prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. This is Brian. Hello, Brian. Yep.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on? What's up, Brian?
It's kind of a bittersweet goodbye. I mean, first of all, spin-offs aren't really always as good as the original show. And second,
that's true.
You're leaving so many things unanswered, like the hot dog problem at the Bruins restaurant. Well, Stiz and Danielle get together. It's like Lost, or, it's terrible.
Right.
And one more thing. My favorite LB moment is when he showed up drunk to do that drunk driving thing for the state police at high school.
Wasn't at a high school. Yeah, it was in a studio.
It was in a studio.
But yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I remember that. That was like my first week here.
It was?
Yeah, because I was doing overnights.
Yeah.
And I remember you came in, and you and Kevin and Chris Engel were here, and you were like, geez, where's LB?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's supposed to be here for the drunk test. Mm-hmm. And I remember leaving that building, which was in Westboro at the time, and LB walking in. He had taken a limo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with some other guy, and LB had like a big brown paper bag filled with bottles. And he went, what's going on, kid? And my eyes were burning. They were like, oh, my God. Yeah, is it, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we started the test at a .09.
Yeah.
That was a classic radio staple for many years, was the on-air breathalyzer bit. And, yes, and LB arrived at a point something or other, already well into the celebration, as one would say.
Thank God things have changed. Yes.
But you're right. I mean, that's a pretty good call. Kind of like Breaking Bad, I guess. On the new show, you'll wonder whether or not the hero, the main character, has died or not. Based on that. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, congratulations on the new chapter in your life, and thanks for all the memories.
Well, it's been the honor of my life.
25 years of listening, it was kind of a shock to my system. But I think the best moment was "Take the Furlough," Bob. Can you play that?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
We haven't played that yet, but I'll play. Somebody requested that yesterday, and I'll play that before 6:30 this morning. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and, say my goodbyes. I've only listened for a fraction of the 29 years. I've only been listening for about 5 years. But, I probably called in a handful of times. I've gotten an argument with LB about Bears. I've gotten a lot of arguments with Shu. Danielle, you're a smoke. And Greg Hillman, you're the man, dude. This has been an awesome show. And, I don't think it's going to be easily replaced. And, honestly, I'm going to miss listening to you guys in the morning. You guys got quite the gig going.
Well, tune into the afternoon. Yeah. Afternoon drive. Yes.
You can check out LB and Chu in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk about Bears.
Byers and Company in the afternoon. And,
no, I can't do it. It's got to be Shu. Shu's got to be the title guy. We got to come up with a Shu title.
Let's see. Here is a 978 text. Greg, can you answer one question before you leave? Yes. Did you ever win Grand Theft Auto Vice City?
Oh my God.
No. And I haven't won Dominations yet either.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is Mark. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's happening, Mark?
I just want to offer my congratulations on your new gig and your new show at EEI. I've met a lot of great people through this show, you included, Danielle, Mike, and LB, and everybody. It's kind of felt like a family with this show. You know, everybody's been supportive, uplifting, bust each other's balls. But I became a fan well before, the popularity, when you guys did the Survive This CD. The Survivor-like show. I forget where it was.
That was on Grape Island in Boston Harbor, and that was when Survivor was very popular on television, and we did our own version of Survivor on the island. Yes.
And you, Greg, and you and Rocco back in the day backdoored LB and voted him off the island back in the day.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
What?
Yes.
What did you do?
What?
I don't know.
I won that. I beat Mistress Carrie. I faked her out with that. I said I was going to donate. What was the win? What were we going to get for winning it? Something. Whatever we were going to get for winning it. I faked Carrie out. We were the finalists, and I said that I was going to give it to charity, so she let me win.
I don't remember.
And then I kept it.
I don't remember. But that was...
when I was 300 pounds. That photo op of that is unbelievable, because I was bigger than Rocco.
All right. Well, listen, that's the way it will go here this morning. Whatever you want, we'll play it. You want to go way, way back, way, way back. We'll play anything over the last, whatever has happened here over the last 28 years for you on today's show. The weather this morning, it's going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to be 88 for a high. So it looks like Another beautiful summer day on the way. It is 65 here right now in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Important question, Danielle.
Yes.
Will Toto bumps still be okay on the new station?
I hope I'll be able to do more of them.
Yeah. I don't know if you've started to think about that or not.
But I have.
Get working on it.
Yes.
Once the longest goodbye in radio history is over. Got to start preparing everything for the new show. It is 6:22, and here's a text that says, "Can I please hear the gallon of milk and pre-made submarine sandwiches drop?" Maybe during this week there should be one segment that is dedicated only to drops.
Oh,
to,
I like that.
To drop after drop after,
after drop.
Drop.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I like it.
Like in the home continent of Connecticut. Yeah, buddy. What do you got over there? Submarine? All right, let's do it.
I got a gallon of milk and a pre-made submarine sandwich.
Let's see what else here. Here's a text that says, please tell us the main reason that you are leaving since you have always been talking about retiring. This is one of those things that I guess because people only listen for, a few moments every day. I can keep readdressing this and keep. But I don't understand this. There's this attitude out there with some that. One would not accept a challenge. I don't understand what that. I don't get that philosophy. What is
have
that?
Have you never had to learn something or grow for perhaps a new position? Or
isn't that what they
broaden your horizon?
Listen, if a Briggs truck backs up to your door and says, "Hey, we need you to go over and do mornings at EEI," I don't think
the truck
you're turning
didn't stop
the Briggs
at my house.
Truck down.
LB, it's not always just about money. Sometimes.
What?
Sometimes it is.
Have you met
about,
you?
Sometimes it's about. They say what's the expression that when you get out of your comfort zone is when you truly grow. Essentially,
yeah, right.
So here's a 978 text that says the reality of paying for grad school has finally set in.
Yeah.
No, this texter wants a replay at some point. On Father Knows Best, and we could certainly replay one of the cringiest games ever played, I believe, on this show, Father Knows Best. We could absolutely do that. Texter wants to know if they could get a best of Hill Mail. I think maybe we could get Stanley Stiz Grimey, the Hill Mail lassie, to get on that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't... I like a challenge. I don't people the naysayers, the negative ninnies say you're gonna fail and you're gonna and so I don't it doesn't like I don't I mean what's the worst that like what's the worst that happens? I go over to that station.
Yeah.
And I fail.
Yeah.
And then I get up the next morning and go to work for the other two big companies here in Boston that are constantly trying to hire me behind intercoms back anyway. I mean, I don't get what the, I don't know what the.
Oh, big, you braggart.
What is
oh, all he does is brag. He's such a pompous a-hole.
He's such a pompous.
What a douche.
So, yeah, I'm not, I like a challenge. And, here's a text that says, actually, Greg, you can't afford to grow anymore. I wasn't referring to waist size.
Come on.
I mean, is that all this is going to be, LB? Fat jokes for the next 3 or 4 days over here?
Yeah, just enjoy it. It's how people roll. LB, you're a loser.
All right, let's see. Who is 781 text? Who's taking over the morning show at WAAF? I believe that they are conducting... a nationwide search, as the saying goes. Mm-hmm. Nationwide search is underway. Maybe they could give it to Stiz Grimey. I mean, I don't know. The kid's been doing well in his Saturday show.
He's crushing it.
Has he?
What do you, huh?
Has he?
I think he has. I mean, I don't, I haven't heard it, but I don't know.
Joe Snelly over there.
Yeah, I want to come out on Saturday mornings and do a morning show at this point in my career. Yeah.
Who wants their own show?
Not me. That's why I ride Greg's coattails.
207 text, you're too old, in all caps. Too old for what?
For what?
Too old for a challenge? Too old for a radio station? I don't know.
You're too old to do a job that other people did that were about your age.
Or older.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can we get some Christmas in July? I want to hear Danielle's rendition of Baby It's Cold Outside. Ooh. Maybe we could. 508 text. It says, I think the Tom Brady exclusive one-on-one at the Super Bowl solidified the move. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter speculating that Tom Brady would not do his weekly interview with me on WEEI.
They clearly don't know about your relationships.
Yeah, they clearly don't know that we're besties.
Hey, man.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a request at the start of the show this morning to replay the Take the Furlough Bob audio, so I would be happy to do that. This goes back quite a bit when we had a state representative on the show named Bob Hargraves.
Yeah, he was surly.
And there was a furlough that was necessary for some in our state legislature to take because we were short on money in the budget, and Mr. Hargraves was refusing to take the furlough. And this is the way that interview went with him on this show quite some time ago.
Now, you know something? You're trying to do an end run on me on that station.
No,
you're putting me on, and I don't appreciate it. It would have been better to have a heads up, okay?
Bob?
You're doing an end run.
Bob, I'm a nice man.
Just remember one thing.
Yes.
Don't try to make your day at the expense of someone else. You know, I kind of get that feeling.
Well, Bob, my job is to talk about what is going on in this state and to try to get to the bottom of why somebody like yourself and 15 others could save the state $600,000 and take a furlough like the rest of the people who voted for them. And they think they're better than everybody else.
So, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing, because I don't think I'm better than anybody else.
Well, then take the furlough.
But I do think
take the furlough.
You're using me
as a furlough, Bob. Take the furlough.
Hell, man.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you can go right straight to hell. I hope that gets on the radio. Thank you.
It is. Thank you, Bob. All right.
That never gets old. You can go right straight. That's old school.
Right straight to hell.
I'm
surprised he didn't say. Surprised he didn't say right straight to double to H E double hockey sticks or whatever. Yeah. Let's see here. Here's a text that says, Greg, going to WEEI will definitely be a challenge because you don't know anything about baseball. Well, yes. I think I like this one, too. I think a good philosophy would be for me to go over there and do nothing but sports talk because that seems to work pretty well in the morning in Boston.
Because I love talking about, Raffy Devers' stance. If he turned it, I played the game in high school. If he turned his foot in a little bit, just inside a little bit, he'd probably get more height.
Well, Michael Chavis went right back to his notebook after that grand salami last night and made a note of what the swing was like. Guys, listen, here's the deal. This show, the new show on the new station will be very similar to this show. So the content will remain very similar. There may be 10% more of the content that is relates to sports in some way, shape, or form, much like some of the content on this show has related to rock because we're on a rock station. But it's the
it's going to be a very similar program to this. Hence why this show on a signal-disadvantaged radio station has been extremely competitive with the show that was on that station.
Right.
It's like what is shocking to me is how hideously oblivious of this business journalists who write about it are. Like Chad Finn at the Globe wrote this article about how it's unlikely that the new show will do better when it comes to revenue or to ratings because we were tied with Men last ratings book, the show that was on there mm-hmm. and this show
mm-hmm.
Zero demand. These people write about this business. By the way, for a major metropolitan newspaper, the Globe, and they have no idea about which demos are important to advertisers or who has a signal disadvantage or anything like that. I mean, and by the way, that reminds me.
Yes.
I feel like if they're going to do a new, some kind of a new logo for the show or something, they ought to use the Globe small-handed caricature.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
You think
I like it.
That's what they ought to use.
You should have, you know what? I wonder if we could get the caricaturist to redo that, but have you wearing a coat with long tails, and I will be riding them. I think that would be appropriate.
By the way, some of the abuse that you are taking online is really upsetting to me, Danielle.
It's people that don't listen to the show and don't know anything about it. There was one thing that was wildly accurate that I saw yesterday. Someone said I was more set in my ways than a grumpy 70-year-old man. And it was terrifying how accurate that was. Spot on, Jen, troll account.
Are you more set in your ways than a grumpy 70-year-old man?
I think so.
This is Dupes. Hey, Dupes.
Greg, I felt compelled to call when I heard the news, man. Congratulations. I wish you all the best in your new endeavors.
Thank you.
All of you. That goes for Danielle. That goes for all of you.
Thank you.
Too. Even
thanks.
Fizz.
Say it again.
Greg, I had a feeling that I've had this question on my mind for a long time. As you know, I've been a long time listener and caller. I can go back to, I have a DVD that's like the Hillman Morning Show DVD. It had Barbary's Top 10 impressions. How far back does that go? Is that 20 years old?
It's probably like the 90s. It has to be.
It's a while ago, right?
Yes, yes.
So this question I have, Greg, is back in the day, you guys used to use three songs in rotation when you opened up the show. One was Neil Young or Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young, Always Cut My Hair.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And then you did that, I don't know what that punk song is. It was like, we're from Boston, Massachusetts, something like that.
I think it was For Boston by the Dropkicks, I think is what
all
you're
right.
talking. Yeah.
I think this is before the Dropkicks, to be honest with
okay.
you.
Okay. Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, then you're definitely not going to know the third song because that was my question.
No, I don't. I don't. I could try to figure it out, but I don't remember.
I can
Dupes.
Hear it
I
in my head. I can't
remember Dupes.
We'll get Dupes. We'll get the research team on it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a texter requesting Brees on steroids. And I think we could absolutely play that. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, remember the new Coke? Yes, I do. I do remember new Coke. And I think they're bringing that. Aren't they bringing it back or something? Didn't I just read about that? That they're bringing new Coke back. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, I got some request for some audio.
Yes, what
and
is
I'll
it?
And I'll even listen to it on Thanksgiving. It's the Butterball thing where you put Spaz a Butterball turkey costume and you hit him with paintballs.
Yes, yes. We could do the Spaz turkey hunt audio.
You gotta YouTube that.
Yeah,
oh, that is
so
is it
funny.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe it is.
Okay. It is. And yeah. It is the single most hilarious video in the world, and it will be for all time.
I think we have. There's a lot of good video from this show. I mean, the Spaz, Stephen Guskowski video,
yes.
where Spaz is suspended between the goal posts. at the field in Somerville. What's the name of that field over there?
Is it Dilboy Stadium?
Dilboy Stadium. And Steven Goskowski goes like 9 for 10 hitting him when he's dangling from a crane. And one time he gets him right in the family crankers. Jewels, as the in the crankers, as the expression goes.
Well, that day, it just proves how professionals are the best. You know, like, you're like, oh, what's it take? Anybody can kick field goals.
Right.
And then he nails Spaz 9 out of 10 times once in the crackers.
Yes.
You're like, oh. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was from 15 yards either.
I believe we have audio from that shoe, or are you saying we have audio from the turkey? All right.
We got both. But if you want to do Goskowski, we got a little bit of that right here.
All right. Let's take a little listen to that.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Spaz. I'm at Dilboy Stadium in Somerville. We're doing target practice with Steven Goskowski from the New England Patriots. He's got 10 shots to hit me in the nuts from point after range. That's about 17 yards out. I'll be dangling from a crane. It's freezing as all hell out here. But you know what? Ain't going to happen, Goskowski. Sorry, buddy.
This is Steven Goskowski about to do target practice on Spaz. I'm going right for the nuts.
Not the best audio of a D. You get the idea. We don't have time really to hear the turkey thing. We can do the turkey thing. We'll do the turkey thing before. I don't know, before 8, I guess. Let's see. This is Dave. Good morning, Dave. Dave?
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Not much, Greg, Danielle.
Hello.
Mike, LB.
Hey.
It's hate to see this combo break up. Kind of like you and the Patriots. I've been with you since the beginning.
Yeah, and I don't like it either. I said this yesterday, and I will keep saying it throughout the longest goodbye in radio history, that I've my entire adult working career has been here. I started working here when I was 18 or 19 years old, and have been here ever since. So it's bittersweet. I completely agree with you.
It is. That's the right word. So I have a request for a bit.
Yes.
It's probably the best thing I've ever heard the whole time I've been listening. And all these LB haters, those floaters out there, need to hear this.
Yep.
When they had LB hypnotized, that he won the lottery, and his reaction to that.
Yes.
Was incredible. You got to play that bit.
All right, we played a little bit of that yesterday.
I just didn't get the money.
We're still looking for that.
I didn't get the money.
A texter wants to know if Larry the lawyer will be moving down the hallway with us, and I would say yes. I mean, I think Ask an Attorney is
a
very
very
popular segment.
Very helpful to people.
Absolutely. Let's see. This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, folks. How we doing?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
Wow.
What's up?
I just wanted to call in and wish everyone the best. Greg, it's a huge opportunity. I think you're going to shake things up over there. You know, your content is a little bit more on the edge than everything that they were doing before that. So I'm excited for you guys. I'm sad because, you know, I love the show, but, best of luck to all you guys. Now, LB and Shoe, you guys are sticking around on AAF, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and get up by noon.
Jugs in the douche afternoon, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yes.
So I wanted to throw in a couple of requests for some content. Now, there are two things that had me laughing harder than pretty much anything as long as I've been listening to the show for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
One was LB overcome by fumes.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good
one. And the other was the Greg Hill, Melissa Philbrick awkward interaction on that phone call. I think I think I actually cried laughing when that took place.
I will. That is Melissa Philbrick, my prom date, who refused to leave the prom party, the after party, with me, and stayed there and partied with all the rest of the dudes that were there. And we were finally able to track her down and ask what happened. And we can replay that at some point this morning. Absolutely. Epic. Absolutely. All right, Mike, thank you. Let's see. This is Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Craig and show.
What's up,
Bill? How are you guys?
How are you?
We're awesome.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since 96, so it's at 23 years now.
Yes.
And I have to say, my favorite thing that I've seen or heard on the show I was a part of, and that was when we were at Ernie Bach's Christmas Toy Drive, and we had Darth Vader tase Spaz with the cow taser. You remember
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yes.
That audio, you need that audio.
And the cow costume.
Yes.
And is there any chance that we'll hear, you know, the infamous Daniel Faco before you guys leave? All right, thanks.
Yeah, sorry, Billy. Pretty adamant about that.
Yeah, Danielle's pretty adamant about that.
Maybe sneak that in.
That's what he said.
Maybe we'll do that if she runs to the ladies' room or something. Yeah.
Maybe go after yourself.
You have to poop.
I addressed
this 7:30.
I addressed this yesterday, but I will address it again today. 774 text. Why the name change? Why can't they call it the Hillman Morning Show on WEEI? My opinion is it's not the Hillman Morning Show if everybody who is currently on it is not on it.
Right.
So
we debate that with bands all the time.
Yes. So this show has been an incredible combination of various people, and every single one of them has contributed greatly to the success of it. And so therefore, I think the name change is appropriate, and it is the Greg Hill Show on 93.7, which will commence in a week and a half. Of course, we're finishing up this week at WAAF, and then I am required to use up all of my vacation days here at WAAF before making the move over. All right, so that's the way the show will go this morning. Whatever you want from the last 28 years, we got it for you this morning here at WAAF. The Summer Concert Tour 2019 continues here at WAAF, and that means that we are giving you tickets for the biggest shows of the summer, and you can win every single weekday, every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., and you get bonus chances every weekend. And right now, I am going to give away a pair of tickets to see Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th at the Xfinity Center. So if you are the seventh caller at 617-764-9223, you will get a couple tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains. And those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. Speaking of bands and playing live, every day this week at 9:05, I'm going to replay one of the live in-studio performances that have happened on this show over the last 28 years. So try to be here at 9:05, and we will we're going reasonably far back with today's live performance that we are replaying. And I feel like, honestly, I could still have bands play live on the new station. I mean, why not?
Why not?
I mean, people like hearing live music.
People like hearing lots of things.
People like hearing live music. This is Doug. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, everyone, and good luck to all y'all, especially Shu and LB. I was listening to your friend, Mr. Carr, yesterday afternoon. They had a a media expert. I think somebody that you might have worked with before at ADF, Greg.
Who did this?
It was Howie.
Oh, Howie Carr. It was probably Bruce Schmuggy Mittman, who used to be our boss. Yep. Is that
the Schmugster?
Yep.
Okay. What did they say?
Well, basically, Schmuey confirmed that AAF's ratings kind of in the crapper, except Morning Drive. So
yes.
Congratulations. Basically confirmed that you've been kind of keeping things afloat over there, and EEI is going to hopefully be a little more successful with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Chu, hopefully you guys can bring around the afternoon, maybe play some new rock. Maybe
we have been, sir.
Tell Mr. Scary to change up the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But my content. Oh, go ahead, Greg.
When you say afloat, is that a fat joke? Mm-hmm. When you said that.
Do you think that was going to slide? First of all, Shu and I are going to crush it.
Literally. Literally crush it. If you sit on it, you'll crush it.
Listen, yes. Not for nothing. Bruins Nation, like they're not going to follow us
of course.
To the afternoon.
Of course.
Hello.
The content's there, LB. It's always been there.
Yes.
Stupidity at its finest.
So my content request, Greg, might shed some light on why EI needed you. I don't know if you have the audio, but a couple years back, you gave some color commentary to a college lacrosse game.
What?
That you completely just knocked out of the park. You couldn't remember anybody's names. You didn't know what the hell they were doing on the field.
What?
I don't even remember that.
It was on a Saturday. I don't know if it was on this station, but you had done a little color commentary for I don't know, Bentley Lacrosse or
yeah.
All right, let me see. I'll see what I can do. I don't know. See if we can find it.
I don't remember that.
I don't I have no idea what he's talking about, but that's okay. That happens to me a lot because I'm old. Let's see. I don't know the answer to this question. Are we no longer adding the full show podcast on radio.com right now? I don't know about that shoe.
It should be up there.
It should
they're
be up there.
They're on the website for whatever reason. I don't think they're populating on the app. I think that's what that texter's referring to. The last one was Thursday or Friday. That's on the app.
Can you say that in an IT nerd voice?
They're not populating on the app.
Greg, so I'm not sure if you guys know exactly what's going on here, but we're going to put in a ticket with the company that runs the podcasting system, and everything is available up through yesterday and all the updates on radio.com and the WAAF website. As far as the app, it's not populating for some reason, and we're actually going to check that out.
And also, can I borrow your catapult in Dominations?
It's a trebuchet.
This is Christina, who won the tickets this morning. Hello, Christina.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're awesome.
How you doing?
I'm amazing. I woke up just for you guys to win these tickets, so
awesome.
I'm wicked happy.
Well, you got tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. What do you do, Christina?
I work at it for an optometrist. I do billing and insurance.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening.
I love listening to you guys. Now I'm going to have to switch the station. Hopefully I can get it in. So I live in Connecticut, and it's kind of a bad signal. So we'll see.
We're on – the new show is on all over New England. So there's affiliates in Portland, one of the great food cities in the United States of America, in Providence, in New Hampshire – and you'll be able to hear it wherever you are. Other Jeff is on the phone. Hello, Other Jeff.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. I rarely call in a ratings period twice, but never in the same week. My friend Dan, who works for David Clark Company, late in the morning yesterday, texted me, and he said, "What did you get Danielle for a gift?" And I said, "What are you talking about, and how did you know that?" Mm-hmm. He goes, "It was in the podcast. When I was praising Mike Gesser for getting his own show, she yelled out, 'Thanks for the birthday gift.'"
Yeah.
And I didn't even hear her because I was talking, so I apologize. And you're absolutely welcome, Danielle. But can I request a bit? Can you do the bachelorette party back bartender at Coyote for us, please? You guys have a great morning.
All right. Thank you. What did he get you for a gift? For
a
your
Dunkin'
birthday?
Donuts gift card.
Oh, nice.
A dollar for every year, which I thought was very generous of him.
That's very nice. Oh, that's very kind of him. Very kind of him. Here's an 857 text. Sorry if this has been asked already, but will Governor Baker be joining you for...
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.